I'm talking this morning for me and this evening for my guest to C. Spurrier, who is another candidate for election to the Board of Trustees of the Wickham Media Foundation. Thanks for coming by, C. Spurrier. I didn't actually catch your first name. What was it?
It's Craig.
Craig. Thanks for coming, Craig.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we'll kick off, as we have with all the candidates, just by me asking you to say a few words about your personal background, who you are and where you're from, etc.
Okay. Let's see. As you said, my name's Craig Spurrier. I grew up in Hawaii, though living in Columbia, South Carolina now. I've got a Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology, and I worked as a computer consultant, with my specialty being web application development.
As a techie then, or as a someone with an IT computing background, when did you first come across or hear about this concept that is Wikipedia and the Wikimedia Foundation?
Probably August 2004. And I just was Googling for something I don't even remember anymore, and I found an article that was very helpful but had a spelling error, and found the edit button and corrected it, and really liked the idea that you could correct them.
It's an amazing feeling. It seems a long time ago, but it feels a bit radical, doesn't it, when you first, you first edit, first see behind the edit window. Now, I presume that was on the English Wikipedia, and perhaps you could just say a few words about your experiences since that time on the English Wikipedia, where you've been active. What are your areas of interest on the English Wikipedia?
My home project is the English Wiki News, which I found, I think probably about a year after found English Wikipedia. I mean, Wikipedia was really cool, and I made a handful of edits, but the Wiki News was really what I really found to be wonderful.
That piqued your interest. So you're most active over at Wikinews. And are you an administrator there, for example?
Yeah, administrator, bureaucrat, and arbitration committee member on English Wikinews.
And how did you, in your time at Wikinews, how did you go from being this very active user and becoming the ARBCON member, bureaucrat, etc.? What made you think of throwing your hat into the ring for the Board of Trustees?
Really what I saw is a lot of the community, particularly the sister projects, feel underrepresented. On Wikinews particularly, I've seen a lot of times when people really don't feel that the board cares about them, that all the board cares about is English Wikipedia. That's something that I want to change, both the perception that that's all the board cares about, as well as making sure the board really does care about the sister projects.
This moves us nicely on to sort of talking about directions you'd like to steer the board in and initiatives you'd like to promote. Do you have any, obviously the general aim to encourage representation and support for all Wikimedia projects is important to you. Do you have any specific initiatives in how you might, facilitate that?
I want to see the board become more involved with the community again. We should probably have a direct way to contact for community members to contact the board rather than posting to the foundation list or trying to email them individually. We should probably have the board at Wikimedia alias again. I just want to see. I know I'm going to remain involved in the community, and I would like to see other board members become involved again.
In fact, we were talking just before we started recording, we were just discussing that there's a huge amount of work gone into the questions and answers, which you can see at the election pages on MetaWiki. And it was a reflection that we just stumbled across, which is that it's interesting to note that there's perhaps more material from the candidates than we've seen from board members even. So you can get great insight over at the candidate pages and the question pages at Meta. Would you, as a community member on the board, if elected, would you be looking to sort of have regular Q&As, things like that, maybe even make yourself available on Skype and things like that of interest to you?
Right. I mean, I really would like, one thing that I really would like to see is, if we can try, is try to set up some form of Q&As. I mean, IRC is a very natural form for a lot of what comedians. And so perhaps trying to do scheduled, probably necessarily moderated, but just chat sessions, try to get the community and the board talking. I mean, the current board does a pretty decent job, but there are gaps, and we need to try to fix those.
Yeah, I'll just bring you back actually to, you mentioned that your home project being Wikinews and the feeling that's out there amongst members of your community, if you like. And I say that because I've made a few edits over at Wikinews, but I haven't fully engaged, and I suspect that many people listening are primarily English Wikipedians. You mentioned the feeling that the board perhaps doesn't do all it could to support. What sorts of things, specifically with regard to Wikinews, what sorts of things would you like, sorts of support would you like the board to show? What can they do?
I mean, it really comes down to, there's a lot of really small stuff that, where we needed board approval to do things that never really, they just got lost in the cracks, as well as some bigger things like the resolution on fair use images, which one of the provisions in it requires that fair use images that are be replaced if a free version becomes available, which part of Wikinews' mission is to create a news archive, and so replacing images is not something that's, it harms our archives. So
sure. So I guess you're saying that board in giving global directives sometimes needs to give some attention to the specific context of that in different projects other than just the encyclopedias.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that one is really one of the ones that motivated me to run for the board, because I saw that this was something that the resolution itself is an excellent idea, but there's that small one sentence that's causing big problems because Wikinews was not considered when it was made, when the resolution was made.
So if elected, you would be able to, on the board, just not just give voice to Wikinews perspectives, but you'd be seeking to really think things through from an all projects basis. Is that's
right?
That's, yeah.
Right, I'm going to try to represent sister projects, but I mean, of course, I'm not going to ignore Wikipedia. I mean, they are, after all, what really got us all started.
It's kind of hard to ignore as well, eh?
Right.
And okay, let's move on now. We mentioned that's the positive stuff that you'd like to bring onto the board. Have you thought about some of the challenges that you feel the foundation and the projects face in the period that you would sit on the board? You know, some of the weaknesses or some of the challenges that you think that will be there?
Sure. Well, I mean, the first thing, of course, mentioned now quite a bit, is the improving the inter-project communications. I mean, try to get both the board talking with the communities and getting them to feel that their voice is being heard, as well as getting the projects talking amongst themselves. And I believe that's something that, while the board should try to keep a somewhat hands-off approach to the projects, that is something that they can facilitate with.
In the area of communications, so not so much the board giving directives and making rules, but you see the board's role as facilitating the communications, which is what sort of things should we be doing then that you'd like to support?
Well, I mean, one of the things, I mean, that there's a lot of duplication between the projects. I mean, particularly the one that comes to mind real easy is the Wikinews and Wikipedia current events pages. And our license prevents us, Wikinews, from using Wikipedia content, though Wikipedia is able to use Wikinews content. And so one thing, it would have to be something that the Wikipedia community supports. If they were to support it, I would like to see a dual licensing policy for current event articles.
And in fact, the licensing, of course, is likely to be an issue in a broader sense, isn't it? There's all kinds of, you know, GFDL to CC, and that's a larger issue to look at. I hadn't heard about the Wikinews aspect of that, so that's very interesting. I'll say once again that people, to find out more about not just your candidacy, but of course all of them, the pages on Meta, the candidates have put a huge amount of work in, so do go and check them out. We'll finish off today, Craig, just by asking you what we've asked everybody, which is to say, of the listeners here who are most likely to be English Wikipedians, what would you say to them if they asked you, why should they vote for you?
I can just restate my candidacy statement, but pretty much it's because I want to see the board pay more attention to the sister projects and try to fix I see it as a significant problem that the sister projects feel underrepresented, as well as, there are large portions of the Wikipedia community as well that feels underrepresented, and a lot of that isn't because the current board doesn't care, it's because the communications between the community and the board are definitely less than ideal. And so I want to see, as a board member, I would try to change that.
And thanks very much for your time today. Thanks for coming along. We may be having a panel discussion in a week or a couple of weeks, and I'll certainly let you know about that. But thanks for being here, Craig.
Well, thank you.